fewer than 3 weeks away from opening to the public. The activity inside Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art is a blend of anticipation and refined clamor. Much of the art is installed, portraits on the walls, sculptures rooted to the floor. But the late touches are still being addressed. Scissor lifts are stretched to the ceiling in some of the galleries for light installation. And on a tour Monday, the work of construction on the campus could be seen and heard outside the curved walls. As museum founder Alice Walton noted during a visit with reporters before the tour, no book exists on exactly how to build a museum. But the curators and staff seem to have a pretty good handle on how to let the Crystal Bridges collection unveil a narrative.
You're now with the earliest part of the collection, with objects. The earliest is a painting in that little niche from circa 1675, believe it or not.
Dr. Kevin Murphy is the curator of American art at Crystal Bridges. This week, he led reporters and photographers from Arkansas, Texas, Oklahoma, and Missouri through the galleries.
And we're also pairing that with a printed book that is from earlier, from about 1600. So that's where we start. What we wanted to do was give you a great introduction through this earlier material to what you're going to be seeing all the way up through into the Wonder World exhibition. So some of the themes that we've been working through are, we have our great Charles Wilson Peel of George Washington.
Curating an entire museum's collection, forming a play-by-play that connects works through a chronological or stylistic sense is an opportunity. Doing that on the curved walls created by architect Moshe Safdie is, well, a rare opportunity.
We had a computer program that had been designed that had all the spaces and had little two-scale representations of all the artwork. Chris Crossman, the curator of collections, took me through that, and I said, Chris, paintings are flat. You guys know that, right? Because the walls are all curved, and how do you get flat things on curves? So I really was sort of, I kept thinking that this was going to be a real sort of curatorial challenge. I should say an opportunity. Turn that around. A real opportunity. And in fact, I was in both spaces. Once I got in and once I kind of cracked the code of what I think we wanted to do, the architecture really helped me tell the story that I wanted to tell of the 18th and 19th century, instead of fighting me, which I thought that it might. So we have these, again, like in the first place, I had a great opportunity to put all the landscapes here and take you along one story, and then as we go in here, I can tell a different story.
Already installed earlier this week, Asher Duran's Kindred Spirits, as well as works by Winslow Homer, Jasper Johns, Andy Warhol, Alexander Calder, Jackson Pollock, and Mary Cassatt. Plus surprises, like a take on Da Vinci's Last Supper that uses three walls, spools of thread, and a see-through glass orb. Visitors will just have to walk up to it to see the full effect. The tour began with a 17th century painting, but the collection embraces contemporary work as well. And 21st century touches will be notable beyond the art. iPads will be available on tables in the galleries to let visitors learn more about the art. The iPad's predecessor, books, too, will be distributed on the tables. And chairs that will let patrons sit and study a favorite work as long as they wish. And along the way, there are subtle agreements and subtle clashes of class, gender, and color. Curators like Kevin Murphy, who last worked at the Huntington Library in San Marino, California, strive to reveal those connections and contradictions. And no detail is left unexamined, including the paint on the walls behind the art.
The curators all got together, and I think we sort of each took colors that we had worked with in our previous installations that we had worked through. So there are three Huntington colors here, and there are colors that the other curators that are brought from successful installations that they had had. Color signals the fact that you're in different spaces. I mean, that's what we wanted to do. So we unify the green in the first gallery because we do sort of mix things up a bit more in there. Here, we wanted to, the blue, I think, speaks to this idea of nature, that you're in that space, and that's what that's going to sort of represent. And then in here, another color, this Garrison red, which we thought was very appropriate. The other thing we wanted to do with the colors was not be, super specific, but put colors that would remind you of the time period, that would be appropriate without being sort of so historical that which sometimes can not work. So, and I feel like this room feels very 19th century to me.
When Crystal Bridges opens on November 11th, there will be a number of ways to discover what's inside. Kevin Murphy says the staff is trying to make each of those experiences unique, including the optional audio tour that matches up curators with members from other departments of Crystal Bridges.
For instance, one of our facilities people grew up on a farm and had experience in plowing, and we have a great Thomas Hart Benton called Plowing It Under. So one of the curators talked to her about it. So she brought this experience to bear, and he brought this sort of scholarly knowledge to bear. And we talked for about 15 minutes, and they whittled that down to a couple minutes. So each one of the stops is going to be kind of like that. So I hope that they're sort of fun, and I hope that they really indicate to our audiences that there are multiple ways of engaging with the artwork that they're seeing. If they're new to museums or they're new to seeing artwork, as I think some of our constituents will be, that they understand that it's not scary, it's not intimidating, and that you probably do have experience that you might bring to bear on some of these objects or any of them.
Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art will open to the public on Friday, November 11th.